You're listening to audio from Bonnet Pond Community Church. For more information, you can find us on Facebook at Bonnet Pond Church. We hope you enjoy.
I will protect my baby. I will stand up for her. Not saying she's right. I will get onto her whenever I know she's not. But everybody's a mother bear at some point. You're protecting your child. And the story that I'm going to speak from is from 2 Samuel chapter 21. And the lady of the hour, I would say, that I'm going to talk on is Rizpah. Rizpah was a concubine of King Saul, and she had two children with King Saul. So to give you background on where I'm coming from to get you started, there was a covenant that was made. And you know, back in these times, and it should be the same here today, when you make a covenant, you stand on your promise. You don't break it. Well, King Saul broke this promise. And at the time of this in chapter 21, now it's King David. King David is in charge. He is the king, and what he says goes. And we've now been in a famine for 3 years. There's a 3-year famine that's been going on. Well, King David goes to the Lord and says, Lord, why are we in this famine? I mean, you know, we understand there's famine at times when you're growing crops, if you're a farmer, and, you know, there's not enough rain or it's just not growing. Well, it had been 3 years. And the Lord said to David, it's because of King Saul's bloody house, because King Saul had broken a promise that was made a very long time ago. And he actually killed 85 Gideonites. He had killed them. So whenever King David heard that it was because of King Saul, he went to the Gideonites and said, how can I make this right? How can I atone this? What can I make it all better? You know, tell me what do you want? Because, you know, we haven't had rain and we need rain. Well, the Gideonites said, I want King Saul's 7 sons. I want his 7 sons, and we want to kill them. We're going to hang them. We want them. That's what we want to atone and to make this right. Well, of course, King David, you know, he was very loyal. He did what the Lord said. He said, okay, well, if this is what I'm to do, then I'm going to step out and give them their 7 sons. Fine. Okay, here's your 7 sons. And they say, by reading some of the reading, that they believe that the 7 sons may have been a part of Gideon's, the Gideon's being killed at that time. So they delivered these 7 sons, and they killed them. Well, 2 of the sons were Rizpah's that she had with King Saul. So I'm going to read the one scripture, and you can go back and read chapter 21, but that was before what had happened, to give you a little background. But now Rizpah, the daughter of Ad, took sackcloth and spread it out for herself on the rock. From the beginning of harvest until the late rains poured onto them from heaven, and she did not allow the birds of the air to rest on them by day, nor the beast of the field by night. So we're here. We have Rizpah that has now watched her 2 sons, plus the other 5 that weren't hers. She is out. She's protecting her dead children. They are already dead. They're not coming back. She knew that this was to atone what her King Saul had done. But she still stayed out in the heat every day, 24 hours a day, and they say it was up from 5 to 6 months from what I've heard and read. Can you imagine how lonely she was? She was in the heat. It was hot. It got cold at night. She probably was hungry. She was depressed. I can't imagine just the sadness that she probably had felt, because at this point in time, concubines, not wives, did not have any rights. They had no rights to the kingdom. So she didn't have a future. Her future was gone. Her future were her two children that are now dead. So now how is she going to survive? But she stayed out in this conditions for up to 5 to 6 months. Like I said, that's what they say, this time frame. And these bodies were smelling, but she stayed. She stayed by her children. The birds would come in and swoop, and she'd shoo them away. A bug would land on their face, and she'd shoo it off of their face. Then at night when it's dark and there's no lights, but she'd see beady little lights, you know, in the dark peeking through, that are going to come and devour these seven bodies. It wasn't just the two. There's seven bodies. So you know these animals are wanting to eat it. They're wanting to go and devour up this food. But she stayed 24 hours, 7 days a week, up to 6 months, just standing there, just go, just get away, you know? She didn't want to cause any more dishonor to her children. Amen. I mean, they were already, you know, displayed for everyone to see. I mean, what had taken place because of something that happened, they say, almost 40 years prior. But this was what was supposed to happen. It had to take place. So with her out there, and she was hopeless, she had no future, all she could think of was, I'm just going to stay out here and just tend to my children. I'm just going to take care of them best that I can. If I could say, I would like to name this something, this what I'm talking on this morning, is to have a heart like Rizpa. To have a heart like her. And to be determined like her. Brandon, do you have that one of those images for me? I mean, she sat outside. I mean, they're already dead. I mean, they're not coming back. I'm going to read another scripture just for a second. On 2 Chronicles, chapter 15, number 7. But you be strong and do not let your hand be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. I mean, at this point, what's going to be the reward? I mean, she's already lost what she has. Excuse me for just a second. But my question for you, and this message isn't just for a mother, a grandmother, an aunt. This is a living word, and it speaks to everyone. It speaks to even our fathers and our grandparents. So don't think that I'm just talking to just a mother, because this is the story of Rizpa. What would it be like to be a modern day Rizpa? Can we all say that we are? And what I mean by being a modern day Rizpah, she's fighting for her dead children. What about our ones that are still living today? They're still alive.
Come on.
You may have an infant that may not be into anything right now, but you may have a teenager. Are you fighting for your child? Are you on your knees? Are you praying when you're all by yourself and you're alone? You're lonely and you don't have anyone there. It could be lonely being a mom. It can be lonely sitting there. God, do you hear me? I'm praying for my baby. Are you seeking God's face wholeheartedly? Life is so busy, and sometimes we just don't do it. But our children are worth it. They are so worth it.
Amen.
Back to my story about Rizpah. She was out there for that 5 to 6 months, and King David found and heard word. He heard word of what she had been doing. She was out there. She wasn't complaining. She wasn't saying, oh, go tell King David what I'm doing out here, fighting for my babies with my dead children. No, she didn't do that. Someone told King David what she was doing, and it moved him. It moved King David. And you know what he did? He said, go get those 7 bones. Now they're bones. Go get them. Gather them up. And I'm going to give them the proper burial that they deserve.
Amen.
So they took these bodies and they buried King Saul's children the way they should be buried properly. And as soon as they did, it started to rain. It started to rain. The famine that they had for 3 years, there was finally rain. So not only did Rizpah move King David, she moved the father. King David did what was right, and he buried those babies the way they should have been buried. So the songs that Pastor Brandon picked for this morning were so amazing because I was like, okay, God, you're saying I belong to you. Go back and take what the enemy took from me. I'm like, okay, fight for them now while they're still here and don't let the devil take our kids.
Come on.
We have to rise up.
Come on.
We are the army that's supposed to rise up for our children.
Come on.
If we don't do it, who else is going to do it? Who else is going to fight for my baby?
Yes.
But I can tell you, I will help fight for your baby. I will. I will pray for your baby. And I call them babies because they're all babies to me. I think they're all babies. Y'all are all babies. Whether y'all think y'all are grown and you're going to go off to school soon, you're your mother's baby. And if you're not, you're our baby too. So I pray. Will you put that other image up for me? The modern day one? I just chose this one. It can be lonely to sit there and pray. But it is definitely worth it. I do have one last scripture. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And let us not grow weary while doing good, and in for due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart.
Amen.
I pray that you don't lose heart. I know getting weary is just something that happens, but don't give up. And rise up. Be the army God's called us to be. We're not just to sit on the bench. We're to play the game. And the game is sometimes just for us to be on our knees, seeking God's face. Well, I don't speak as long as Mac, so you'll be able to have lunch early, probably. And I hope this has touched you. I hope it has moved you in some way to either just take action. Action.
Wow, I was in tears the whole time she was. Wow, that's good. Yeah, I actually told her. I said, well, after I allow you to do this, I'm probably going to be sitting out there from now on. So, but anyway, you know, I do understand. Just like my wife spoke, it's not always easy being a mom. It's not. There's sometimes fear tries to creep into your heart and your mind. You run into a lot of problematic situations. Okay, somebody, it's okay. You know, there's a lot of chaos out there that we have to deal with. And we do get tired from time to time. You do get tired. You do get weary. And at that point, when we allow those things to come in our heart and our mind, then we start to hear those voices that say, you might as well just give up. Things are never going to change. It's always going to be like this. But when you have faith in God and you know without a shadow of a doubt that God can and God will, what that does inside of a person, it allows peace to come in to a heart and to a mind. And that peace keeps all those other influences and all that chaos and all that fear, it keeps it where it's supposed to be. Because what happens to us is when we allow those other things to come inside of us, it has the ability to rob us of our love. You understand? It can rob us of our creativity. It can rob us of our compassion. It can rob us of our strength. But when we have that faith in who God is, that peace empowers us to keep praying, to keep pushing, to keep believing, okay? Even when we're all by ourselves, even in the darkest hours of our life, we keep pushing, we keep believing because there's a love inside of us that says, I'm going to keep on praying and believing for my baby until help gets here. Amen? And so that's the thing that we need to remember, is that when we have our faith in who God is, and you got to know who he is, because if you don't, I guarantee you there's an enemy out there that's going to tell him he's something that he's not. But when you have that faith in God, it creates that peace inside of you, and it keeps you going. It stands at a military presence inside of your life that lets you know everything's going to be all right. And I want to encourage all of our mothers this morning. And that's who we're here to honor, our mothers. And I know some of you are tired and some of you are weary. Some of you are just wore slam out fighting for your children. But I want to encourage you to keep fighting. And I want to encourage you to keep fighting for my child as we continue to fight for your child. I want to continue to allow the voice of God to be heard in our lives, okay?